Proclamation number 7676 of 18th of August, 1960. Divorce of the spirits. A separation of spirits will take place at the end of this earth and also before, where it will become very clear to whom people belong, to me or to my adversary. Even before the end, people will separate into two groups, for my own will be persecuted for the sake of my name, and the persecutors obviously belong to my adversary who will still use his power because his days are numbered. And he will try everything to cause my own to fall away, but he will not succeed, for I will stand by my own with great strength and I will shorten the days for the sake of my own. And the end will come suddenly and unexpectedly and bring about the complete separation of spirits. For my own will be raptured from this earth and my adversary's followers will be put in chains together with him. They will be banished to the creations of the new earth and thus the adversary will be deprived of all power over these spirits, which will weaken him again for a long time, for his power only exists in his followers. He no longer possesses the strength to work himself if he cannot work through people who were devoted to him. But these I wrest from the adversary for their own sake and bind them again into creations of all kinds, so that they start their ascent again to be able to decide again once they have covered the course of development through the creations of the new earth, which takes endless times. This separation of spirits must take place, a just order must again prevail on earth. The souls must again be given the opportunity to form themselves into free spiritual beings, and the spiritual that has sunk again must also be included in the process of development, otherwise it would eternally not reach perfection. And this separation always takes place at the end of an earth period. When people on earth completely forget their purpose of earthly life, when they live a life completely without God, when they no longer recognize me and do not believe in me, their resistance against me cannot be broken by force, therefore they have to take the path again through the creations of the new earth, and this path is a path of torment, for the being has already been allowed to enjoy freedom in part and has placed itself in bondage again, for the human being's free will has striven for the abyss. But it could just as well have chosen the height and then the human being would have reached his aim. And there is a great danger that even the small flock of my own will be brought to fall by them, which is why the separation of spirits must also be initiated. All spiritual beings will still have to decide before the end, and blessed are those beings who can count themselves as my own, who believe in me and call upon me when they are in need. For these have established the bond with me, and they will also maintain it and remain faithful to me until the end, for I provide them with great strength. And they will also recognize their fellow human beings whose spirit they are and keep away from those who obviously belong to the adversary. But as long as the earth exists in its old way, my own will also be opposed by the adversary and his followers. And this is also the time of the test of faith when my own shall stand firm. Yet I protectively hold my hands over them and will know how to prevent the adversary from gaining power over them. I will stand by my own and give them strength, and they will endure until the end and be raptured on the day of judgment. And then the separation of spirits will be accomplished and my own will live on the new earth in peace and bliss. Amen.